Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. Students at two Philadelphia high schools will return to a new building they'll both call home on Tuesday after being displaced during 5 months of asbestos and construction work. KYW's Mike DiNardo got a tour of the refurbished building for Ben Franklin High and Science Leadership Academy.
You'll see the SLA and the Ben Franklin cafeteria area.
District construction manager Jessica Binda Richaud led reporters through the rebuilt sections of the building that the two schools will now share. The facility at Broad and Spring Garden has separate entrances for the two high schools, but students will share a gym. Interim District Facilities Chief Jim Creedon says extensive air testing has shown the building is now safe for students and staff.
The 1,000 students that were displaced during the work attended classes at different district buildings. And Superintendent William Height says the original price tag to retrofit the Franklin building was $37 million before the asbestos abatement.
We think the project will be, it will land probably in the $45, $50 million range when all said and done.
Height says asbestos and lead are symptoms of a district where 80% of its buildings are over 70 years old. Well, you may have seen signs for George Smith Towing around the city. Now the company's in hot water with Pennsylvania's attorney general for illegal practices that cost drivers thousands of dollars. A few years ago, the Philadelphia Tow Truck Company illegally towed at least 200 vehicles from various locations throughout the city. The latest now from KYW's Justin Uda.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro says he wants to take such extreme action because the company, which was ordered to pay restitution to those car owners and stop their illegal towing practices, has not done either.
When I enter into a settlement with a company, I expect them to meet their end of the deal. George Smith Towing didn't. That's why I'm taking them back to court.
Shapiro says George Smith was ordered to pay $6,000 to complainants back in 2017, and they're yet to dole out a dime.
Shapiro says anyone with complaints about George Smith Towing can reach out to his office. When KYW News Radio reached out to George Smith, they refused to speak on the matter. When the Flyers finished practice on Monday in Voorhees, they invited some special guests to join them on the ice, the youth special hockey team. KYW's Andrew Kramer was there.
They got to skate around with the team, doing some drills while this was happening. We were on the sidelines with parents like Christopher Carlson, who were just as happy. He was watching his 18-year-old son, Eric.
What does this mean to him?
When he found out about this, it's all he can talk about. Meeting these players and getting to skate, he just loves to play.
How about from your perspective, what does it mean to you to be able to see him out here with his idols?
You see, I have such a smile on my face and I'm not alone.
The special hockey team welcomes individuals ages 5 and up with developmental disabilities like autism, Down syndrome, or other learning delays. Attention art lovers, you may want to add the Allentown Art Museum to your summer plans. For decades, the museum displayed an oil on oak panel painting called Portrait of a Young Woman, credited only to Studio of Rembrandt. Then 2 years ago, when the 400-year-old painting was sent to New York University for conservation and cleaning, the work revealed telltale signs that the Dutch master himself was responsible for the original delicate brushwork. The newly restored Rembrandt painting goes on display June 7th. That's The All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.